back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
She once said President Trump was offensive to everyone. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but Leah Vukmir supports him now as the Republican nominee for Senate in Wisconsin.
To help President Trump make America great, keep America great.
She'll try to unseat Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in November. Democrat Tony Evers won the primary to take on Governor Scott Walker.
Trump's tariffs are having a devastating impact on my hometown. It's been heartbreaking to watch.
In Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, a Trump critic and former presidential candidate, lost his primary bid to become governor again. Fellow Republican Jeff Johnson beat him. In Vermont, Christine Hallquist won the Democratic primary for governor. If she beats incumbent Phil Scott, Hallquist would become the first transgender governor in the U.S. In Kansas,
I'm issuing a call to unity for all Republicans.
That's Trump-backed Kris Kobach. After Republican Governor Jeff Collier conceded defeat a week after their primary, he's trailing by just 345 votes. Closing arguments are this morning at Paul Manafort's trial in Virginia after the Trump campaign chairman didn't offer any witnesses in his defense. Fox's Rachel Sutherland following it live from Washington.
Day prosecutors spent 2 weeks making their case against Paul Manafort, painting him as an unscrupulous businessman who tried to hide millions of dollars from the IRS. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, says the prosecution has not met its burden of proof.
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Downing has tried to blame Manafort's financial mistakes on his former business partner, Rick Gates. Manafort could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. Dave.
Rachel, a grand jury report in Pennsylvania alleges more than 1,000 kids have been molested by hundreds of priests for decades.
Church officials routinely and purposefully described the abuse as horseplay and wrestling.
State Attorney General Josh Shapiro, in nearly every case, statute of limitations have run out, so no charges can be filed. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Omarosa says she will not be silenced. The former Trump protege, who followed him from The Apprentice to the White House, keeps insisting the president's a racist in mental decline after she was fired.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders defended the president and his harsh language directed at Omarosa Manigault Newman, in which he referred to the former White House aide as a lowlife and a dog.
The president is somebody who's always going to fight fire with fire. This is something that isn't new, and it's something the American people knew when they voted, overwhelmingly elected him to be the president of the United States.
Separately, the Trump campaign has filed an arbitration claim against Manigault Newman, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
It's up to 39 people dead in yesterday's bridge collapse in Italy that sent cars and trucks plunging 150 feet. Rescuers keep searching for victims in the rubble as prosecutors look at maintenance records. There's a new call to keep duck boats out of the water.
Tia Coleman lost her husband, three children, and five extended family members when a duck boat overturned and sank in a storm on Table Rock Lake outside Branson, Missouri, July 19th, killing 17 people. Back home in Indianapolis, Coleman says she never wants another family to go through what she has.
I never, ever, ever want anybody else to have to feel the pain that I feel and my family feels.
She's asking people to sign an online petition calling for a ban on duck boats. After a similar accident in Arkansas claimed 13 lives in 1999, federal safety investigators made recommendations for new operating guidelines for duck boats. Most were never implemented. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Turkey has slapped big tariffs on some American goods, responding to U.S. tariffs and sanctions amid a dispute over a jailed American pastor. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 150 points in futures. Fox News, I'm Dave Anthony.
Hey, good morning. Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Watch out if you're driving around the U of I campus this week. WCIA says new phases of the MCOR project begin today. Work starts on the intersections of 3rd Street and White Street and at 6th Street and White Street. Those will be closed to traffic starting today. A task force appointed by Champaign's mayor has recommended raises for the mayor and council members. The News Gazette says a task force like this looks at pay every 6 years. The group has proposed that the mayor and council members get $500 pay bumps. The raises would take effect in 2021 when council members are up for re-election. Police are investigating an armed robbery of a gas station. WCIA says it happened at about 10:30 Monday night at the Circle K in the 1700 block of West John Street. The male suspect went in, held the clerks at gunpoint, and took cash and cigarettes, then took off. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. It looks like it rained a little overnight. Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations. They're at Village at the Crossing in Champaign. That's Windsor and Duncan. Also on Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, CBJ. You can feel the humidity in the air very high right now. Today's high 78. We do have a 70% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day and into the evening tonight. Low 69. We're supposed to have Surreal Deal on stage for the final neighborhood nights at Meadowbrook Park, and 10 different groups with bicycles and a twilight ride. Not sure how that'll work out.
Well, got a lot of rain, huh?
UrbanaParks.org will have updates in case we do have rain during that 6:30 to 8 window of time this evening. 40% shot at showers tomorrow with a high 82, low 67. 83 the high on Friday with a 40% chance of rain, but sunny over the weekend. We're at 70 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, again, good morning. I am here briefly. I have jury duty today. I must report. Part of my civic duty, proud to do it, but I have to leave the program early, called to the courthouse by 8:30. I'll let you know. I dressed in layers. I have a button-down dress shirt on today, simply so I can wear my juror's badge number. You know they don't reference names anymore if you're on the jury? You're just a number, like Jean Valjean in Les Miserables, remember? 24681, something like that. So I'll go to jury duty. Diane will take the rest of the show next hour. But off we go into this Wednesday morning program. It is the middle of the month. It is August 15. Activity abounds on campus as people begin to come back to our wonderful university. Very happy to have head of the Bramer Group. He's a political analyst, worked for Mitch McConnell, among others. Don Bramer, how are you?
I am good. It's great to be back.
Thank you for your service to your nation, sir.
Awesome. How are you guys this morning?
We're fine. Okay. What's your take on last night's votes, Minnesota among others, and the midterms? I have said many times, I do not buy into the blue wave. I don't feel it. I think it's wishful thinking. What say you?
I'm going to completely agree. The only blue wave I seem to see in the Democratic Party is when you throw those little tablets and they come over and watch that blue wave swirl all the way to the bottom.
I gotcha. Hey, listen, socialism is mainstream, question mark? They're not going to run on socialism, right?
I don't think the Democrats can find what their message is right now. You know, people want to talk about how broken the GOP is. Let's look at the Democratic Party. They've got three sides, if not more, going in every which direction but wrong. You know, way to the left, socialism, that's not working in Venezuela, so if they really like it, move there. You know, they need to remember who were they originally, the party of the working class, because they've completely forgotten that, and I think that's what most of America is starting to wake up and realize.
Well, what's also weird is the Democrats appear to be hawkish. That's strange to me. I mean, don't talk to North Korea. Don't talk to Russia. That's just weird.
It's a grasping for straws. I mean, yeah, you've got a few Democrats saying that, but it goes back to they can't decide what their message is. You know, you've got the party, you know, one part of the party, let's get rid of ICE. Let's abolish ICE. The other side is, no, we need ICE. You know, figure out what your message is, because if you're going to win the House, you're going to win the Senate, which at this point I don't see possible. You've got to have a message, and especially going into 2020, you've got to have a unified party. They are as broke as I've ever seen them.
Well, but you've got, Don, how would you handle, you know, your, say, if there are any moderate Democrats left, but how do you lasso the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders and the woman from Queens? How do you possibly lasso that into any independent voting person?
You can't. You can't, because, you know, the independent voters is what we've really seen come forward. And there's a lot of people who are, you know, wanting to go to the far extremes and go far diversity. But just like, you know, the folks that forgot to campaign in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and all those, you know, working states, they have forgot their base, the people who actually want to go to work every morning and want to do better for their family. They can't seem to remember that these outliers of extremists that you see in, you know, in the cities, that's not going to carry the election. It's not enough. Hillary thought that, and look where it's got her today, on a horrible book tour. You know, they need to really find out that, you know, the reason Donald Trump is doing so well is not because of his tweets. You know, who cares about his messaging? It's what he's doing. You know, people see, like, what's in my pocket? I'm going back to work. I've got more money than I had. That's what people remember come November when they pull that lever.
All right. So what's your prediction, Don Bramer? I mean, do you think the House stays Republican?
I think the House is going to stay Republican. The margin will be a little smaller. I think the Senate will gain seats. We'll have a larger majority on the Senate.
Well, and then moving forward, anyway, I think Donald Trump has a lot of self-inflicted stuff. Right. First of all, if there's anything I'd criticize the president on with Asama Roussa is how in the world you hired her. Right. I mean, that's fair. Right. I mean, that's why would she qualify?
I agree.
I mean, and then you mess around with a porn star. I guess that comes back and gets you. Some of this stuff is just, you know, I know everybody's out to get him and he's the worst guy in the world and all those things. But, man, I cannot believe actually the things that have actually gotten done that I think are good based on the storm that is constantly over his head.
Pretty remarkable, but it also goes to show that, you know, I'm of the theory that sometimes he likes all these little storms because they keep the media distracted. They keep everyone focused on the big shiny object smoking gun.
Yeah.
So he can go behind the scenes and do the good things. And the policies that are changing are outstanding. The regulations that are going away so that companies can do business. You know, it's remarkable. So if they want to dangle over there, you know, at the end of the day when you go in the booth, you're not going to think about, okay, here's who this guy may have had relations with. You're going to think about, you know what, I got an extra couple bucks in my check.
Well, you know, nobody's going to not watch this. It is a daily entertainment. No president has ever used social media the way he has. And you know what, we'll see. Brett Kavanaugh get through, do you think? Is that going to work?
I think he will. You know, he's going to have his troubles. It doesn't matter who gets nominated today. It's going to be tumultuous. You know, that's just the world we live in. But, you know, he's a solid guy. No one is ever going to be perfect. And we just need to look at, you know, who's going to, you know, we don't need to rewrite the Constitution. We just got to learn it and reread it.
What damage, last question, Don Bramer, what damage does a statement like Elizabeth Warren said, Justice Department is racist front to back? What? Are you kidding? Are you serious? Presidential candidate saying that stuff?
Oh, well, you know, let's look at the source, Elizabeth Warren. I don't even know where you go on her. I mean, she humors me as much as Bernie Sanders does. It's just remarkable some of the things that she comes out and comes out of her mouth. I mean, her and Maxine Waters and that whole bunch, they are certainly a cult of their own.
I tell you what, though, I don't think America really, really understands the 18 to 44 or whatever is voting for the socialism push. I don't think they get it. I don't think they know what it is. I really don't. It sounds like help everybody. Everybody's in it together. But show me where it's worked. I don't. I think it's just we don't have the training or the education on what socialism is and what it means. If somebody make a decision for your life, you might not like that decision, and you're going to have to, you know, get off the couch and help the guy next door that's still on his couch and pay for some of his way. It's a demotivating system. Anyway, Don, nice meeting you. How do people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Donald R. Bramer or my public page on Facebook at Donald R. Bramer. And it's always good to be with you guys, and we'll hope to talk again very soon.
Thank you very much. Don Bramer in Washington, D.C., head of the Bramer Group. You served his nation as a veteran and now is a – he was in the George Herbert Walker Bush White House as well.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5-716. Well – interesting.
Yeah.
Cardinals keep it going.
Yeah, 6-4 was the final over Washington. And you heard the action here on ESPN 93.5, as you will tonight at 7:15. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
John Rooney, this Cardinal club is back in the race.
The Cardinals find themselves just two games behind the Milwaukee Brewers for the number one wild card. They're one game out from the number two wild card. And with the Cubs losing 7-0 yesterday to Milwaukee, the Cardinals are two games behind Milwaukee and only four behind the Cubs for the division. That's a mouthful, but the Cardinals have won 7 in a row, and they've won 14 of 18 to put themselves in that spot. Last night, they beat the Nationals 6-4.
And they are in that spot, and they'll continue to be in that spot because they have to go to Colorado, they have to go to Los Angeles, and the last three games are against the Cubs at Wrigley.
Not the only team they won't face is the Phillies, as they finished in a 3-3 split with them, but the Cardinals scored early and often. John Gant hit a home run in his win.
Here's a long one into left field. It's a home run, his first big league hit. He touches them all. John Gant, what are we talking about here? And the Redbirds are on the air tonight for you at 6:20.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
Milwaukee beat the Cubs 7-0. They've got a game at 1:20 here on US 105.9. Junior Guerrero to the mound versus Chicago's Kyle Hendricks. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Detroit 6-3. Carlos Rodon on the mound against Jordan Zimmerman, 12-15 start. Illinois football has a few more practices before their Fan Appreciation Day on Saturday. An open practice to witness from 3 to 5, and then lots of autographs and activities on the field between 5 and 6. That's coming up on Saturday. And then the ladies in volleyball will be doing their thing in Huff Hall after that. So I feel like we are kind of underway, and
no,
campus is more and more abuzz.
It is.
Now, when it comes to football, also trending, one of the top stories on the ESPN side is the University of Maryland president Wallace D. Lowe said the school accepts legal and moral responsibilities for their mistakes made by an athletic training staff at a workout May 29th that ultimately led to the death of 19-year-old defensive lineman Jordan McNair from heat stroke. When he went to the hospital, his body temperature was 106 degrees.
Wow.
This happened on May 29th. He ended up dying later on in June, on June 13th. So this continues to be something that people are looking at about what is the treatment for heat stroke, and wow.
Yeah. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 78, low 68, 70% chance of thunderstorms today. Humidity 100% right now. We've got a high of 82 tomorrow with a 40% shot at showers, down to around 68 with partly cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy coming into Friday, then a 40% chance of rain. High 83, sunny over the weekend. Right now the temperature's at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Hey, good morning. I'm Stevie J. This is Diane Ducey. It's Wednesday, August 15 at 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. The Royal Bank of Scotland is paying $4.9 billion to settle charges involving securities based on residential mortgages in the period leading up to the financial crisis. UPS aircraft mechanics have a tentative new contract that includes a raise of 16% now and 3% annual increases. It amounts to nearly 31% in increases over 5 years, but that includes retroactive pay going back to when the last agreement expired in November of 2013. Kroger is planning to sell groceries in China. The Wall Street Journal says Kroger will open an online store on Alibaba's global site, which is China's version of Amazon. The Dow was up 112 yesterday. NASDAQ added 51. S&P gained 18. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Jen Shelby inviting you to check out our new adventure in Hoopston, Illinois. We're thrilled to be the only Little Guy teardrop dealers in Central Illinois. We currently have the Little Guy Max and Mini in stock. It's worth your drive to see these luxurious teardrop campers. They've got fully equipped kitchens, queen-size beds, solar power, wet baths, and tons of storage. You can pull them with just about anything. Why sit home when you could get out and go? What are you waiting for?
Visit them beside the Chrysler store on Route 9 or online at Get Out and Go RV.
All right, 7:23. It is Wednesday morning. Good to have you listening. Cardinals have won 7 in a row. I'll be
How
darned.
About that?
They're in the hunt. Cubs remind me of a high school high jumper that's really good at high jumping. And you know all about this high jumper because you heard about him and how much incredible talent the high jumper has. And you watch him go through warm-ups, and he doesn't take his sweats off, and he's cool. And it's like, wow, a kid can do 6 feet, doesn't have to take his sweats off, that kind of thing. And then you look around, you're going, okay, there's more people watching. I'm going to have to jump higher. I better take my sweats off, and now I'm really going to try. I don't get the Cubs because they got the best team, but yet they're so inconsistent. It's like, okay, let me take my sweats off. I'm going to really try. And when they focus, I think they're, if not the best team in baseball.
They do have some flat games, though. I mean, it's 7-0 with the Brewers yesterday.
It's almost like, okay, what time is it? What game are we on?
Right.
Do I turn it on now?
Right.
Usually that doesn't work. It does not work to turn it on and off. You have to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs have not been that. Cardinals have been awful all year to the point of the Cardinal fans have stopped coming to the games. And we're seeing it in this Washington National. I thought Ricky Horton said something brilliant last night. He said the marketing department ought to say, rediscover the Cardinals.
I see.
Because there are more empty seats at Busch Stadium than I've seen in a while. I can't blame them. Based on the baseball that we've seen, it was bad, and I wouldn't want to go either. But it's a little different. This Mike Schultz is headed into this interim thing being dropped the way it's going. The Cardinals are fun. They're hitting. Right. They're running. They're playing better defense. They're not striking out 16 times a game.
I don't know what Mike Matheny was saying that was so negative, but it just feels more positive right now.
It is a textbook example of how critical the leader of anything is. The leader of a company. The leader of the Boy Scouts. The leader of the baseball team. You have the right guy or woman, man or woman at the top. The culture can change. Uh-huh. It's all about the leader. Everybody's looking at the leader. And if the leader's cool and great with people and understands the dynamic, I mean, Mike Schilt is a baseball lifer. They ask him, this interim coach for the manager for the St. Louis Cardinals, say, what about your social life? Yeah, I don't really have one.
I'm all about baseball.
His social life is you go to the ballpark, talk about the game, eat some food, have the game, go to your car, drive home, wake up, go to the ballpark.
Yeah.
His social life is the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And he's kind of, I would call, based on just a small sample, a little geekish on baseball. But don't try and get him on any situational second, third, one out, left-handed hitter. I mean, that kind of stuff. Forget about it. I think he knows baseball. So anyway, Cardinals are playing better. They're two games out of the wild card, four games behind the Cubs.
I know.
Well, the last three games of the season mean anything.
Well, how many times have we seen this scenario, though, with the Cardinals?
Well, but this was a little more dramatic because they had to do some firing. And that hasn't ever happened with this ownership. Since the 90s, they've not changed a manager in the season. So this is a little more dramatic, and I think that's why I think the Cardinal fans are totally tuned in. They're listening to John Rooney on radio. They're watching Dan McLaughlin on TV. They're totally tuned in again. They just haven't gone back to the ballpark. I think the weekend series with Milwaukee will be full again because I think the tickets have been sold. People just haven't been going because it hasn't been very enjoyable. But the ballgame that won night before last was the best win of the season, and it was a game we'd lost 10 times over 4 weeks ago. So it's a different feel. And no offense to Dexter Fowler, but he's nowhere to be seen. He's injured. He's not even in the dugout from what I can tell. I just don't think that's a fit. I don't think Dexter will be on the team next year.
Well, when Paul DeJong hit that walk-off homer, it sounded like there was a lot of fans there.
They said John Rooney said it sounded there were not 40 as usual, but it sounded like 60.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said. Anyway, it's fun, and it's a relief because the Cardinals were flat out bad at baseball, and that's a weird feeling. But they're back and they're contending, and they've got a bunch of big games coming up. They'll play the Nationals game three of this four game set tonight. Nationals had some tough losses.
They'll take on the Nationals Thursday and then start Milwaukee. Do we have tickets?
I do have tickets.
Okay.
Should we do this?
I mean, we are talking about it. So.
Well, all right, let's give you. I have four tickets on the first base pavilion side. August 19, which is Sunday, correct?
It says 1:15 start on the calendar.
That's what I've got on the ticket, but I don't think it's been moved. But at this point, I've got four tickets. If you'd like to go see the Cardinals in Milwaukee, pretty important wild card implications here. If you're available to go down to St. Louis Sunday, I got four tickets for free. Text in cards or Cardinals, 359-2255. You want four free tickets. The Cardinals and Brewers, as Ricky Horton says, rediscover the Cardinals.
I like it. It is a 1:15 start against the Brewers on Sunday.
359-2255. Text in cards, baseball. I want those. I want that. Whatever you want. 359-2255.
And anybody? Be ready to talk about this change in the Cardinals and attitude.
Any interest?
Oh, yeah. They're coming
in. Well, you name the number. You tell me what you want to do.
Okay. Let's go to 25.
All right. 25th text gets four game tickets. Cardinals, Milwaukee, which all of a sudden, it's feeling good. Wow. It was bad, man. It was awful. CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. You need janitorial supplies, you go local. Go work with Betsy and Brad Parks. I worked there for them. I love my tenure there. They're wonderful to me. They treated me with respect all 3 hours I was working for them. CMIclean.com, Kyvac, touchless cleaning system like that one. You can go, you know, essentially take your daycare or office restroom to a car wash. All self-contained. You don't really have to touch anything. All the bacteria goes bye-bye. Kyvac, K-Y-VAC, touchless cleaning system, among the many cool things they have. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com, locally owned and operated. They're terrific at what they do. It's 359-6262, 359-6262. All right, the news will be coming up. Warren Honeycutt, our guru on fitness and sugar, for a few minutes next, 729.
I'm Troy Lanz. At Lanz, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-to-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort club maintenance plans, you can count on Lanz to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you count on my company because you can count on me.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. 40 states have now held their 2018 primaries, four yesterday, and one held last Tuesday in Kansas now has a winner, with current Governor Jeff Collier conceding the Republican primary to Kris Kobach.
I've just had a conversation with the Secretary of State, and I congratulated him on his success, and I repeated my determination to keep this seat in Republican hands.
Kobach was endorsed by President Trump and faces State Senator Laura Kelly in the general election in November. 39 deaths are now confirmed in a highway bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy yesterday.
The Italian government is pointing the finger at the private company that managed the bridge.
Evidentemente non ci soddisfa perché siamo di fronte.
One minister saying answers received so far are not good enough. The operator says ongoing upgrade works were being monitored and supervised constantly.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. You report, you decide.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 731. Curtis, how are you?
Yes.
You win, man.
Awesome.
All right, give me your assessment. I gave you mine on the Cardinals. What do you think?
They're making a run for it. They're going to make it interesting like they do a lot of the time.
You know, it feels different. The whole thing feels different than it did. They're just playing better everywhere, and it's so much better. It was so bad for a while. Man. Ooh. Well, I got tickets for you, my friend. You enjoy the Sunday afternoon. Cardinals Brewers, go Cardinals. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Manicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating an armed robbery of a gas station. WCIA says it happened at about 10:30 Monday night at the Circle K in the 1700 block of West John Street. The male suspect went in, held the clerks at gunpoint, and took cash and cigarettes, then took off. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. Former Vice President Joe Biden has reportedly canceled his appearance at the Illinois State Fair. The Chicago Sun-Times says Biden was set to be a keynote speaker on Thursday for the Illinois State Fair Democrat Day, but he is sick and under doctor's orders not to travel. A warning to banks from the FBI about a potential heist of ATMs. It is called an ATM cash out, where thieves try to take millions of dollars by using cloned ATM cards for withdrawals. USA Today says the FBI told banks the globally organized effort to steal millions of dollars in a few hours could come soon. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook. Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
All right, we'll check our ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
The air is kind of heavy with all the humidity and a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High only 78 with all the clouds, 68 our low tonight. 40% chance of rain coming into tomorrow's forecast. High 82, clouds and a low 67 Thursday evening. Partly cloudy coming into Friday with a high 83, low 66 with a 40% chance of rain Friday night. But the weekend looks good. High 83, low 63 with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 71 on ESPN
93.5. Well, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You can stop by, say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. It's all about the people. That's what Ben would tell you. Who made every car deal, every single day. The Honda service team, especially the advisors, for raising the customer satisfaction bar, holding it high for 12 months. The entire team at Honda BMW has embraced a culture of high volume and extraordinary customer satisfaction. It's hard to do this. And as an award-winning dealer, you ought to stop in and say, let's check it out, see what it looks like. Maybe I want a pre-owned. They've got plenty of those. They've got just hundreds of Hondas on the lot to pick from, and all makes and models and sizes and mileage. Everything you need is sitting on that lot. And then go over to the Beamer side, check out that floor. Nice and clean. DriveChampagne.com on the website and experience what a great dealership looks like. They do a really, really good job. I'm over there once or twice a week. DriveChampagne.com, Honda BMW. Honda BMW, say hey to Ben for me. And go buy something, and you'll be happy. And they want you to be a customer for a long time. It's not a one and done here. And you'll like the way you're treated. They're terrific people. Really, 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 truly like them. Okay, 7:36, Radio Refunds, stand by. Radio Refunds giving you a chance to get gift cards at businesses for less, like City Girl Yogurt, $30 for $15. Steeple Coffee House off the downtown square, Monticello, 10 for 5. Humble Hog Harvest Ale, 25 for $12.50. Smoked Food Truck, 20 for 10. Pies the Limit, Village at the Crossing, Champagne, 10 for 6. Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl. Who doesn't want to go Cosmic Bowling? 50 for 25 plus pizzas and stuff. And I'm hearing that I'll get my Scottish Brew House back up here in the next day or so, too. We sold out.
Sounds good.
Okay. Going to jury duty.
Yes.
So I got a long sleever on because I was informed that,
be ready for various temperatures.
Yeah, it could get chilly, and old people have to be aware. Could you turn the vent down? I'm cold.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess, prepared for that. So I guess I'll leave at 8. I don't think you want to be late for this.
Right.
Okay.
And then there's a special parking spot.
There's several. I've got 4 lots to choose from.
Okay.
And I put my little thingy. You can't back in parking in the city of Urbana. Anybody know that?
Oh.
I did not know that, but that's like illegal.
I do that a lot.
Don't back in.
I do that a lot in our lot.
Well, I don't think that matters here.
Okay.
But if you have a meter, don't back
in. I'm in Urbana, though.
You're in a private thing here.
Okay, gotcha.
And we say it's okay. It's okay. Hey, quit backing in. Anyway, I got to go put my little thingy in the mirror. Got to put my badge on. You know, they don't reference you by name. Last time I did this in the early 2000s, one of the judges said, Stevie J. In front of
No.
And the defendant was sitting right there. I said, I kind of want to be anonymous.
Yeah.
So I'm now a number, like Jean Valjean.
Okay.
2564-1 or something. I don't know what my number is.
Maybe you can sing it out after you get assigned your number like that.
And I didn't have to report yesterday, and I do, came and bolted. It's really easy. I don't have to call anybody to do anything. It comes to my phone.
But does this make you nervous now that you're in the zone?
No,
I mean, yesterday you called and checked in, and they said
I don't even call. It comes to my phone.
Oh.
It's automatic.
Okay.
So here's what it said. The other night it says you do not have to report, and it comes just after 6 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And it's just really easy.
Yeah.
6:07, I got the all caps, trying to find it. Essentially, you are required to report. And
uh-huh.
Is it 8:30? What? You guys don't listen to my show.
Right.
I'm off till 9, man.
Well, you're just a number now.
And I don't know if
I'll
get...
Can I be the number 93.5, please?
Yeah. Greetings, Stephen. You're required to report for jury service Wednesday, August 15, 8:30, Courthouse, 101 East Main Street. So I shall dutifully... Stephen.
I've always thought you were Stevie.
Well, that too. Passports.
Is that Stevie J on your birth certificate?
No.
Okay.
You know that I was getting ready. I was Steve Kachaturian on the campus radio. And then I got that big, folks, it was big. I got a big-time radio job midnight to 6.
That's how I started on K104.
That's how good I was.
Mm-hmm.
They stuck me overnight. And so I said, I want to use my name. They said, no, you can't because we have jingles and we sing your name. And we can't sing Kachaturian.
Oh.
And then I said, well, and so he said, the program director at the time down there, and he was a guy that used to call in the middle of a program and scream at me. I never liked that.
Oh, man, hotline call is the worst.
I never liked that management style. Anyway, so he calls me and says, well, how about Chuck Roberts? That's a good radio name. I said, I don't know who that is.
Chuck Roberts?
That's a radio name they thought I should have. And I said, I don't know Chuck or I don't know Roberts, and I don't want to be Chuck Roberts.
Yeah.
And so I said, I've been thinking of two names, Stevie K, were my last name.
Right.
And then my middle name is J-A-Y. I could do Stevie J.
Okay.
And it was 11:35 at night. I was on at midnight. And he said, use J. It's a better last name. So I walked back and told the DJ who was on 11:40 at night, and I was coming at midnight. I poked my head. And I said, his name was Steve Stewart. He's a really good guy. I said, Stevie J is coming in at midnight. And that was it.
I almost went with Diana Ducey. It kind of flows a little better.
Diana Ducey. Well, Diana Ducey, Diana flows.
And then I almost did Diane Demetra.
Diane Demetra. Oh, boy. We're glad you didn't do
okay.
Diane Demetra. What is your ethnic background, Ms. Demetra?
Italian.
No, and your kids would have named good.
Demetra.
Man. Okay, it's 7:41. No Warren?
Right.
Okay.
And I've messaged him in numerous ways.
No worries.
He has been moving.
No, he's
shaking.
Yeah, Warren Honeycutt, our
the TV show.
Honorary Sugar Buster honorary chair.
Mm-hmm.
He has been doing television. He's got a new production from Los Angeles, and the thing is really going great. And he's just such a good guy.
And involved in some kind of martial arts museum and Dragon Fest that's coming up in California, so maybe he's in Burbank right now.
Well, might be, but in any event, we'll catch up with him another time. All right, so I'll excuse myself for jury duty at 8 this morning. Diane's got bunches coming up in the next hour, including a back to school guest, because you're all about that right now.
I am.
I mean, are you buying notebooks and pencils? And
I already got it.
Oh, you're done.
And see, Anna wanted a new backpack, and those can be up to like $70.
You can find great ones at Habitat and Goodwill.
Okay. When
Janet has spent years shopping those.
You know, the kids want the new.
Well, but you can get like these
label.
Swiss Army thingies for like $4. I mean. Anyway, Janet has a lot of our triplets, Nathaniel too, wore, because they weren't in them very long.
Right.
So we always went to like the Goodwills and the, because for three, you can't go buy three new outfits every month.
Well, and the thing these days, the kids are carrying the books everywhere. They hardly ever go to their locker, and they're going, they take their locker on their back.
I remember that as an issue. I mean, these backpacks are going to hurt posture. Because they can be 30-plus pounds,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they don't have time in high school particularly to make the switch and run back and forth. So everybody has everything in the backpack. You're right. And I don't know what the solution is because and a lot of schools or classes, you don't necessarily need the big textbook anymore.
Right.
I don't know how the high schools are doing, but I know that at Centennial, there were times when classes didn't even have textbooks.
Right.
It just depends on
you can check online.
Online stuff, yeah, mm-hmm, all that. All right, 7:43, the Cardinals win, the Cubs lose. Cardinals are four back of the Cubs. I don't think that's a real race. I'm not believing that, but I do believe the Cardinals are certainly in the wild card hunt. That's coming up.
It's time for back-to-school shopping, and Game Day Spirit can cover all your bases, from your toddlers to your teens and kids going off to college. Game Day is bringing in new Nike apparel daily, and you don't want to miss out on the coolest items. There are new T-shirts and jackets perfect for both the classroom and a game. Game Day Spirit is also the official carrier of the Illinois Clear Bags that are compliant with the new Clear Bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard. Get your bag early and be ready for a great football season. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit CountryArbors.com for more information.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brew Washington Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. All righty, it's sports at a quarter till 8. ESPN 93.5, Diane Tamucci.
Tamucci.
I got you. Diane Tamucci.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I'm starting a Twitter account.
All right, Diane Tamucci. She's met a lot of people in
Otherwise,
her career.
Write that, though.
You have no idea, phonetically, nobody will never...
M-E-E-T.
Well, just
C-H-A.
T-O-M-E-E-T-C-H-A. Tamucci.
The Cardinals win 6-4. And we've got a game at 7:15 tonight, heard on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, this Cardinal club is back in the race.
The Cardinals find themselves just two games behind the Milwaukee Brewers for the number one wild card. They're one game out from the number two wild card. And with the Cubs losing 7-0 yesterday to Milwaukee, the Cardinals are two games behind Milwaukee and only four behind the Cubs for the division. That's a mouthful, but the Cardinals have won seven in a row, and they won 14 of 18 to put themselves in that spot. Last night, they beat the Nationals 6-4.
And they are in that spot, and they'll continue to be in that spot because they have to go to Colorado, they have to go to Los Angeles, and the last three games are against the Cubs at Wrigley.
Not the only team they won't face is the Phillies, as they finished in a 3-3 split with them, but the Cardinals scored early and often. John Gant hit a home run in his win.
Here's a long one into left field. It's a home run, his first big league hit. He touches them all. We talking about here?
And the Redbirds are on the air tonight for you at 6:20.
That was a remarkable thing. This John Gant, the pitcher for the Cardinals last night, he was, didn't look like he was 0 for 30, and then he swung really hard, and it went like it was a home run by a lot.
Right.
And everybody's like, what? The guy's 0 for 30. He's never had a hit in his life and a home run? That was fun.
So Milwaukee beat the Cubs 7-0. Feast or famine with my Cubs. I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah.
So 1:20, you'll hear the action again on US 105.9. Kyle Hendricks to the mound. That's a good sign.
I think they'll come out and they'll be super focused.
Junior Guerrero for the Brewers.
I think they'll kick their butt.
Sure.
But that's the point, is that I think that the high jumper, it's like high jumper in high school that you know is really, really good.
Right.
And they don't take their sweats off because they don't have to.
I've seen that guy.
I know. And I think the Cubs are that guy. They're the high jumper with the sweats on, and then today they'll take their sweats off. And they'll win 12-2.
Yeah. Chicago White Sox over Detroit, 6-3. And they've got a game. The Detroit Tigers host 12:15 start. Illinois football, a few more practices. Fan Appreciation Day Saturday, 3-5 at Memorial Stadium. Autographs from 5-6. And you head on over to Huff Hall to get in the volleyball action. Go Illini.
Yeah, you're gonna meet A.J. Bush. I believe he's your man now. He's the guy, the grad transfer. Rod Smith, the new offensive coordinator, loves him.
Okay.
That's what Jeremy Warner tells me.
So because he's a transfer, a little more mature.
Well, yeah, he's got to be, 23? And he's a lefty. And he's going to run, I guess this is a run and shoot. It's a really fast offense. And you got a veteran guy back there. I don't know who the backup is, but all indications, according to Jeremy, is A.J. Bush is going to be the man at QB starting the season for the Fighting Illini.
Okay, we had a comment from a parent, Michael, who bought his son a JanSport courier-style bag when he was in fifth grade, and he has, in parentheses, Illini, paid $60 for it. It has a lifetime warranty.
Oh.
Rips, tears, et cetera. He can send it in and get it replaced. He still has it, and he's a sophomore.
Wow. Well, there you go. What's the name of the thing?
JanSport.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And, again, she wanted a high-end, from one of these great
stores. Maybe you just figure out how to share the cost or something, or she can take it to college if it's a Jan sport.
When we talked about it, we talked about college and hauling around your laptop and things like
Everything
that.
Everything has to go
this
in there.
This will be the next 8 years backpack.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if you get a good one, it'll last.
That's right.
A lot of these cheaper ones, they'll just, if you get $38, it rips.
Right.
And then you're done. And
we
spend
definitely
$38.
Didn't want anything that had anything stylish on it. We just wanted simple gray, you know, and you could do the embellishments.
Okay, so a week from Saturday, we have a send-off for Grace going to Miss America. We'd love you to come. If you are interested, I could probably take care of a couple of those tickets.
Okay.
359-2255. Text in Grace or Miss America or something easy. It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and even some desserts. Admission is only $15 a person. Children under 12, just $5. All money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets must be purchased by August 17th at Miss Illinois. org. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian. Coming up Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets available at MissIllinois.org. Buy yours today, and we'll see you there. And if you'd like to go, it's $15, $5 for kids 12 and under, and I'm going to take care of a pair of them right now. 359-2255.
Okay, just texting Grace.
Texting Grace or anything.
Illinois IL.
Anything you want to tell me you'd like to go, and I'll take care of that
for
you.
It'd be great to have a young lady in your life that you're taking to see Grace.
Oh, boy.
Especially the young girls who think she's a princess with that crown on her head.
And Chancellor Jones will be there from the U of I.
Awesome.
And a few comments. They're going to put a sash and crown on alma mater for the week, too.
Okay, gotcha.
They're going to have Faces of Grace by the alma mater, and you can QR code your phone and vote for People's Choice.
Oh, nice.
So she's going as Miss Illinois, but she is really going a whole lot as Miss University of Illinois. I mean, she's really repping with orange and blue.
Orange and blue.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of that.
Good.
So she's excited. Right, anyway, text if you'd like to go. We'd love to have you at 751. Steve Suderman.
Good morning.
He's my guy at Good Vibes.
Started out the call saying, hey, dying to meet you.
Yeah.
I like it.
There you go.
It's remember Dion DiMucci?
Yeah.
It's a
rock and roll 50s, baby.
Okay.
You betcha.
Oh, yeah, Dion.
Yeah, I'm dating myself.
Oh, me too. I knew that. Okay, so what do you got at the home theater home and speakers and fun stuff?
You know, I'm thinking back to school as I'm driving up. I see buses by where I live doing a dry run. You know, there's a whole bunch of school buses and no kids. So, you know, it's right around the corner here. I'm thinking Sonos. You know, you got your pint-sized streaming speakers with optional Alexa. There's a version with and without for a little different price. A Sony stereo receiver at $149 that you could play music like for real. My dad got me a component system when I went off to school, and I just thought that was pretty cool. We've got some bookshelf things from Klipsch, and Paradigm has a speaker called the Atom, like, you know, like Adamant.
Yeah.
It's they're tiny. They're $298 a pair. They're absolutely awesome. They sound like $1 million, and they're not, and they're little. You know, if mom and dad have a dish hopper, Junior can sling that content from home, and you watch TV for free on any connected device. So if you've got a phone or a laptop, and of course you do, you get free TV from home. Like, it's not even an extra room charge on the dish things.
Mm.
That's something. Sling TV, DirecTV Now, these are streaming services, no dish required. So in an apartment where a dish doesn't work real well, they start at just $25 a month. I'm thinking maybe a Bose Wave radio, you get great big sound from a little bitty footprint. 32-inch LG TV, $179. You get the idea. There's some back-to-school stuff going on.
And you can go to Good Vibes, locally owned and operated with really, really smart people, and they'll take care of it all for you. Any refurbished, anything to report?
There is always something down there. We get TVs that, you know, have a little problem. People want to just update and upgrade, and we'll rehab them a little bit. I think there's a big old Panasonic 60-inch down there for 100 and something or other.
Hey, what? Yeah. You know? Yeah, people like that garage sale stuff.
I mean, yeah, oh, yeah. We've got guys that troll it all the time, and some women, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. All right, where do they find you, buddy?
We are at 1501 North Prospect in Champaign. We're at gvibes.com on the web. Call me up 351-0909.
And if you want to take my place for jury duty, I'd probably let you.
Ooh, no, thank you.
All right, it's funny. And, you know, I was sitting there getting jury instructions. You only have to do a week in Champaign County now, but I was sitting there going, you know what, this is weird, but I'm really excited to be here because I'm serving, I'm helping, I'm doing my civic duty, but the reaction is universal when you get the little yellow card. Oh, I don't have time.
I'm going to get to show up as a witness for a case, but...
oh, boy, yeah.
I kind of want to do that.
Okay. Well, because I'm telling you, the people, and if you've never done jury duty, the people around you in the jury room, in my experience, have been so conscientious, so diligent. I think it's a great testament to our incredible system that is not racist and biased, but is as fair as it gets in the world.
Yeah, it works.
It works. All right, my friend, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, North Prospect, before you get to Bloomington Road in Champaign. A check of the weather next.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call Max, 217-359-7293.
Starting Friday, August 17th, and each Friday and Saturday night at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign, don't miss their late nights at the Big Grove Bar and outside on the patio. Starting Friday, August 17th, Big Grove will stay open until 1 a.m. with a full bar menu including great wine, unique cocktails, and an assortment of craft beer. Big Grove will also serve up a special late night menu with tacos, burgers, and veggie options. Enjoy late summer and early fall on one of the region's best patios at Big Grove Tavern, where everyone is welcome.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, here's your weather forecast, Diane Ducey.
70% chance of showers today. The humidity's way high. Today's high 78, though, 68 our low tonight. 40% chance of showers in tomorrow's forecast. Otherwise, some clouds. High 82, low 67. 83 on Friday as we wrap up the week, starting out partly cloudy, then a 40% shot at showers and thunderstorms. Sunny over the weekend with a high 83, low 63. Currently 70. ESPN 93.5.
All right, you okay? You got this?
I am.
Okay, Diane will host the next hour. I will be going to the Champaign County Courthouse and checking in as juror number, whatever my number is. Back tomorrow, I'll brief you on the experience. Can't talk about any case if I get in one, but certainly will tell you the experience so far. Very impressive on how we handle all this here in our county. I am Stevie J. You have a great rest of your Wednesday.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
There may never be another LeBron James. There may never be a Tiger Woods. I mean, who's the biggest movie star out there today? Who's the biggest one today? The Rock? The Rock is nothing like what Brad Pitt was in the 90s. You put Brad Pitt on a magazine cover, and it sold. Everybody walking the street absolutely knew who Brad Pitt was. I know The Rock is a star, but it's not the same level of star. In a day and age with attention fractured, platforms becoming smaller, people can go to anything, any screen, any device, any channel to find attention. You don't create stars like you did yesterday. You don't create stars like you did in the 90s. And the NBA better be careful and start planning for what happens after LeBron. There may never be another LeBron James. We just don't have stars like we used to.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app. On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you. Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big we think it's worthy of a beat drop.
the 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the classic chicken sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. Participate in McDonald's. Limited time offer, single item at regular price.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Wow, what a great turnout at Game Day Spirits.